We have 36 degrees as your temperature here this morning under mostly cloudy skies. We look for cloudy skies today in very breezy conditions with a high near 54. Good morning. I'm Chris Parks with KJAN News. The news is being brought to you by Rex Pharmacy, where you'll find personalized service from people you can count on. Well, 2011 will be a blowout, literally, here in Iowa, with strong winds expected here today and tomorrow. A wind advisory remains in effect from 6 p.m. this evening until 6 p.m. on Sunday for most of the KJAN listening area, except for the far west and southwestern counties, where the advisory starts 3 o'clock this afternoon and continues until midnight. The National Weather Service says wind should increase early this afternoon and evening and remain strong throughout the day on Sunday. The strongest winds will be likely during the day on Sunday. Northwest winds from 25 to 45 miles per hour can be expected, with gusts up to 55 miles per hour. The prolonged period of strong winds will impact travel, especially for high-profile vehicles over the holiday weekend. Minor property damage is also possible with wind speeds of this magnitude. A wind advisory means that wind speeds of 30 miles per hour or higher are expected, and they can make driving difficult, especially for those high-profile vehicles, so use some extra caution. For those persons in the northern fringe of our listening area, the Weather Service has issued a winter weather advisory for wind and blowing snow, which is in effect from 6 o'clock today through 3 a.m. on Sunday. The advisory includes Denison, Carroll, Sac City, Storm Lake, Fort Dodge, Algona, and Mason City. Rain is expected to mix with and change over to snow after 6 p.m. tonight west of I-35 and east of I-35 in northern Iowa. And after 9 o'clock, total snow and ice accumulations in the advisory area across western and northern Iowa are expected to range from 1 to 2 inches by early Sunday morning. Here in our immediate listening area, we're expecting rainfall to start this afternoon and change over to snow here this evening. And anywhere less than a half an inch of snow accumulation is expected here in Cass County and the immediate counties surrounding. But it will be a very breezy day once again, so do take caution with those wind advisories in place. KJAN News Time is 7:10. In other news this morning, authorities in Nebraska say a 52-year-old Carter Lake woman was killed on Friday in a two-vehicle crash on eastbound Interstate 480 that tied up traffic for several hours. Police say Linda Steskel of Carter Lake died at the scene of the crash. According to Sergeant Chad Gear, of SUV driven by 45-year-old Ronnie Dunbar of Council Bluffs was traveling at a high rate of speed at around 3:30 p.m. on Friday when it hit the rear of Steskel's Chevy Malibu near the Dodge Street exit. Following the collision, the four-door Malibu bounced off a guardrail, spewing debris across the roadway. Police had to shut down all four eastbound lanes into Council Bluffs for more than 3 hours, while eastbound traffic was diverted back into downtown Omaha. Law officers from the Council Bluffs and Omaha Police Departments, the Iowa State Patrol, and Nebraska State Patrol helped reroute traffic. Steskel's car sustained heavy front and rear damage before it ended up in a ditch with the back window broken out and the hood folded up. The other vehicle, a Mercury Mountaineer, was on north shoulder of I-480 east facing west. It had heavy damage to the driver's side with the back wheel broken. Sergeant Gear told reporters alcohol was found in the SUV and officials were investigating whether alcohol was a factor in the accident. Dunbar fled the scene on foot following the crash but was taken into custody near the I-29 bridge over 9th Avenue. He was arrested on suspicion of leaving the scene of an accident and driving with a suspended license. His passenger, 45-year-old Michael Barnett of Council Bluffs, was injured and taken to Mercy Hospital where he was treated and released. Two separate arrests were reported by the Montgomery County Sheriff's Office in the past 2 days on drug and alcohol-related charges. On Thursday at approximately 11:10 p.m., sheriff's officials arrested 35-year-old Sean Eugene Hicks of Emerson for possession of marijuana with the intent to deliver, possession of drug paraphernalia, manner of conveyance, stopping on the paved portion of the roadway, and having no valid driver's license. The arrest was made following an incident at 210th Street and Box Elder Avenue in rural Red Oak. Hicks was transported to the Montgomery County Jail and held on $5,000 bond. On Friday evening at around 10:59 p.m., Montgomery County Sheriff's officials arrested 49-year-old John Ellsworth Martin of Omaha for OWI third offense at M Avenue and Highway 34 in rural Red Oak. Martin was also charged with an open container and driving with no valid driver's license. He was booked into the Montgomery County Jail on $5,000 bond as well. Red Oak police to report the arrest of 19-year-old Shaylee Deanne Lambright on Friday at around 5:43 p.m. on a valid Montgomery County warrant for fifth-degree theft. Police arrested Lambright in the 100 block of West Coolbaugh Street and booked her into the Montgomery County Jail on $300 bond. The Iowa National Guard will reduce by nearly half its tuition reimbursement for soldiers and airmen in the upcoming spring semester. The Gazette in Cedar Rapids reports the move was announced in a memo this week from Major General Timothy Orr, the Adjutant General for Iowa. In the memo, Orr said the Guard will reduce the National Guard Education Assistance Program award from 90% to 50% for the 2012 spring semester, and will reduce the maximum per semester award from $2,888 per semester to $1,604. Orr says the reduction follows a review of the state appropriations for the program. The program is funded by the state and pays colleges and universities up front for the cost of education for qualified soldiers and airmen. That's a look at some of the latest news here on KJAN. We'll check the funeral announcements next. KJAN News Time is 7:14. Now taking a look at your funeral announcements here on this Saturday, December 31st of 2011. Josephine Gibson, age 75, of Audubon, died Tuesday at the Friendship Home in Audubon. Funeral services for Josephine Gibson will be held today at 10:30 a.m. in the First Baptist Church in Elkhorn. Kessler Funeral Home in Audubon has the arrangements. Jim F. Rush, age 65, of Atlantic, died Tuesday at his home. Funeral services for Jim Rush will be held today at 10:30 a.m. in the St. Paul's Lutheran Church in Atlantic. Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home of Atlantic has the arrangements. Vera Opal Nielsen, age 98, of Elkhorn, died Wednesday at the Salem Lutheran Home in Elkhorn. Funeral services for Vera Opal Nielsen will be held today at 11 a.m. in the First Baptist Church in Harlan. Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. Dorothy I. Anderson, age 88, of Exira, died Wednesday and at the Iowa Methodist Medical Center in Des Moines. Funeral services for Dorothy I. Anderson will be held Monday at 10:30 a.m. in the First Baptist Church in Brayton. Kessler Funeral Home in Exira has arrangements. Marilyn Ann Fawn, age 76, of Harlan, died Thursday at her home. Mass of Christian burial for Marilyn Ann Fawn will be held on Tuesday at 11 a.m. in the St. Michael's Catholic Church in Harlan. Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. And Howard Eugene Gregerson, age 78, of Far, Texas, formerly of the Atlantic and Anita areas, died Sunday. Howard Gregerson's wish to be cremated has taken place, and a family committal and memorial service will be held in Atlantic at a later date. That's a look at your latest news and funeral announcements this 7 o'clock hour here on KJN. News brought to you by Rex Pharmacy in downtown Atlantic. For all your photography, electronic, cellular, and pharmacy needs, if you've got questions, they've got answers. I'm Chris Parks, KJAN News.